The Town of Normal has approved its annual street repair program. Joining us to talk about that and other issues is Mayor Chris Koos. The mayors of Bloomington and Normal join us most Tuesdays after council meetings. Mayor, welcome.
Good afternoon, Charlie.
Town council members approved an estimated $2.4 million of work Monday night, including two sections of College Avenue, one east and west of Main Street, another near Uptown from Beach to Blair Streets, a few blocks of School Street north of Uptown, a stretch of Vernon Avenue from Linden to Grandview, also slated for resurfacing. Bloomington is also discussing the amount put towards street repair. What makes $2.4 million for the town a sweet spot for Normal after a winter like this one, which has threatened car axles through the region?
Well, I think you have to understand, Charlie, that that doesn't include pothole repairs. And pothole repairs aren't anything we can do effectively until probably mid-April to May when the asphalt plants open up. Now, that $2.4 million is not the only money we're spending on street resurfacing. That's motor fuel tax money. That's money we get from the federal government every year and pass through to the state. And so we have allocated that amount of money which we're receiving to do street repairs.
So the city of Bloomington spends roughly $4 million a year on streets and sidewalks. By comparison, Normal is smaller, but how much does Normal spend?
Well, I'd have to look at the budget because it's in like six or seven different places. We've got motor fuel tax, we've got non-motor fuel tax, we've got concrete street repair. There are different pools of money. I'd have to get back to you on the aggregate number.
It's in north of four?
I would doubt that. Okay. Probably in the three range.
Okay. So three quarters of the city of Bloomington's level, in spite of the fact that Normal is much smaller in terms of street miles.
Mm-hmm.
Since much of this year's program was already in train before the winter ended, if indeed it has, though we devoutly pray that it has, how much do you think needs to be added or will be added to next year's program to catch up in spite of the temporary pothole repairs?
Well, the pothole repairs we will do once we get hot mix asphalt will not be temporary. They will be permanent repairs. And it depends on the degradation of the sub base around that. So
it's for a given.
I know you're going to a number.
It's for a given value of permanent, though. It's hot mix is not
asphalt streets are a given value of permanence.
Right. Which raises a whole different asphalt versus concrete and extending the life, but that we don't need to get entirely into that. Explain to the public, though, since thoughts are beginning to turn to street repairs and the construction season, about how the town prioritizes and sets up its list of things to do.
Well, it's done. We had a comprehensive street repair study done 2 years ago, I think it was, and it basically looked at every street in the community and gave it an A, B, C, D, E, F rating. At the time we did that, we had no street below a C rating, and this was done by an independent agency, not in-house. Our engineering staff goes through and updates that every year. So streets with asphalt are on a rotating basis, and that rotating basis depends on whether it's an arterial, a collector, or a neighborhood street. Now, obviously, arterials and collectors see a lot more traffic, so they get resurfaced more often.
The city of Bloomington is discussing a 4 cent per gallon increase in the local gasoline tax to pay for road repairs to boost the number on an annual basis. Normal council candidates were less than enthusiastic after following suit during a recent candidates forum. How important is it for you that the two municipalities remain in rough parity on taxes to avoid a competitive advantage or disadvantage?
Generally, we like to see parity on sales taxes, but it's not always the case. There was a time 4 or 5 years ago where Bloomington raised its sales tax 0.25%. It was almost a year before we followed suit on it. So it's not just a rubber stamp. Oh, Bloomington did it. Normal's going to do it. And we haven't, frankly, had the discussion at the council level on what that looks like. Will it pass in the city of Bloomington? I don't know.
No, it, we're not presupposing it'll pass. The committee of the whole meeting last night was notable for a lack of commitment pro or con by most aldermen. Mm-hmm. What do you think the town, I mean, you mentioned sales tax, but is motor fuel tax and a place to remain competitive or on an even playing field?
I think what you have to look at motor fuel tax is, you know, it's part of a bigger picture. The Highway Trust Fund from the federal government is going broke. There's talk about an increase at the state level on taxes and an increase in taxes at the federal level. Obviously, that won't happen until an election happens. It's a very politically hot football that's being tossed around right now. But the fact is, cars are more efficient. There's more hybrid cars, more electric cars coming into the market. So the money that traditionally funded road repair nationally is a dwindling amount. So something has to give if people want their streets repaired.
Mayor Chris Koos joins us after council meetings most weeks on Sound Ideas. Thanks so much for talking with us.
Always good to have the conversation.
I'm Charlie Schlenker. This is 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org.